tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, why you can now buy shares in Donald Trump's social media platform, and what it means for the former president as he faces a series of legal and financial challenges ahead of November's election. That's after a short break.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Helena Bonham Carter, and for BBC Radio 4, this is History's Secret Heroes, a new series of rarely heard tales from World War II.
They had no idea that she was Britain's top female codebreaker.
We'll hear of daring risk-takers.
What she was offering to do was to ski in over the high Carpathian Mountains.
Of course it was dangerous, but danger was his friend.
Subscribe to History's Secret Heroes wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me ask you, should I keep the Twitter going or not? Keep it going?
Twitter, now called X, was once Donald Trump's megaphone of choice. He had 88 million followers on the platform, and it was central to his successful presidential campaign in 2016. But that all changed after riots at the United States Capitol on January 6th, 2021.
Tonight, a deafening silence from the president's Twitter account in his waning days as commander-in-chief. Twitter, run by CEO Jack Dorsey, saying after close review of the president's recent tweets, it banned him due to the risk of further incitement of violence.
Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, also suspended his accounts on their platforms. So a few months later, he set up his own.
Donald Trump is moving forward with his plans for a new media company, launching Trump Media and Technology Group as a rival to the big tech companies that shut him out and denied him the megaphone.
Central to Trump Media is a social media app called Truth Social, a copycat of Twitter that has become Donald Trump's personal messaging board. And it's gained a relatively small but loyal user base over the past 3 years, even though the company is said to be hemorrhaging money, which is why last week's news was particularly surprising.
Truth Social made its public debut on the NASDAQ yesterday. The stock price soared, reportedly powered by supporters looking to invest in the former president's business.
Truth Social, which started as a private company, went public and was valued at nearly $8 billion on its first day of trading. For the first time, that made Donald Trump, who owns 58% of the company, one of the world's 500 wealthiest people. But a week on, Truth Social's shares have started to plummet, along with his personal wealth.
When Truth Social launched on the NASDAQ, the first day trading was, I mean, it was triumphant for Donald Trump. It was initially sold at $50 a share, and it rose at its highest to $75 a share, and then ended its first day trading at about $60 a share, which really gave Trump about $4.6 billion in potential revenue based on the value of his shareholding.
This is Stephen Armstrong.
I'm a reporter for Tortoise, and I've been following the float of Truth Social for us.
Truth Social floated on the stock market because it merged with something called a Special Purpose Acquisition Company, or SPAC, which took the company public. As a result, Trump Media didn't have to disclose all of its finances to the stock market before its shares started to be traded. But now it has, and the picture is pretty bleak.
Trump Media lost $58.2 million in 2023, and it generated $4.1 million in revenue, which is falling as well as users disappeared.
By contrast, Reddit, which went public last month, made $800 million in revenue last year. That's over 200 times what Trump Media made in 2023.
That prompted a slightly panicky sell-off, By the end of trading on Monday, the price of the shares was below the launch price of $50, and that knocked a large sum of money off Donald Trump's potential worth, basically knocked more than $1 billion off his worth.
Stephen says Truth Social was always going to go public. It's been on the cards since 2021. But now is a particularly good time for Donald Trump, who is in desperate need of cash.
Trump lost a fraud court case in New York, and the damages he had to pay the city of New York were $454 million, which really, according to his stated net worth, is more than the cash he has at hand. There's also about $100 million he has to pay E. Jean Carroll. So he's got to pay out quite a lot of money, and he had to pay a bond, which is effectively guarantee that he could pay that amount, that $454 million, to prove that he was good for it, so that he could then appeal against the ruling. Now, he managed to persuade the court that the $454 million was too much for him to pay, and they reduced that to $175 million. So he's really sort of scrimping and scraping around at this stage.
Donald Trump's legal battles have funneled money away from his upcoming presidential campaign, at a time when donations are also diminishing. So far, he's received about $20 million, compared to Biden's $53 million. So, even if Truth Social's stocks are starting to go down, any money might be useful to him.
This float could, in theory, give him that cash.
But it's complicated. We'll have more after the break.
I'm Helena Bonham Carter, and for BBC Radio 4, this is History's Secret Heroes, a new series of rarely heard tales from World War II.
They had no idea that she was Britain's top female codebreaker.
We'll hear of daring risk-takers.
What she was offering to do was to ski in over the high Carpathian Mountains.
Of course it was dangerous, but danger was his friend.
Subscribe to History's Secret Heroes wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. This podcast is sponsored by EY. UK business leaders are quietly confident that better times are coming. More than half of those who responded to the recent EY CEO Outlook survey believe their profitability would increase in 2024. As businesses look to the future, transformation is clearly front and centre on the 2024 CEO agenda, with the vast majority of leaders planning to maintain or accelerate their transformational change in 2024. With 76% of CEOs in agreement that AI will deliver transformative efficiency benefits to their organization, how can AI be put to use to enhance innovation efforts? Find out how integrating AI into your business could minimize the negative impacts on the workforce, boost productivity, and improve overall employee experience by reading the full report at ey.com.
As with all the significant figures on the board, he's locked in. So he can't sell his roughly 55-60% shareholding for the first 6 months of business. Now, there is a way around that. He could persuade the board, all of whom are pretty much Trump loyalists, to give him special dispensation.
Stephen Armstrong says that, for now, that lock is still in place, which means Donald Trump won't be able to access the cash from his Truth Social stock before the November election.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean anything in terms of the results. To some degree, Trump has always managed to reach past the typical financing of a presidential candidate. In his first 2016 run, he used pretty much the fact that he was controversial and famous to generate a lot of free media, and he spent a lot less than his rivals, both in the Republican Party and Hillary Clinton, but he still won. So looking at the amount of money that he's raised for election doesn't necessarily guarantee one way or the other how likely he is to be successful. But in this case, the general flow of money into Trump as a campaigning candidate and as a business is much lower than he would like.
Currently, Truth Social's stock value is volatile. Stephen Armstrong says it's driven more by speculation than the actual reality of the business, which is
pretty grim. When the company published its statements on Monday, the accountants warned at the time that they, I quote, raise substantial doubt about its ability to continue as a going concern. And that's kind of Wall Street speak for we may not be able to stay in business. that the float, the SPAC, has given them about $300 million in cash, which it could use to pay down debt. But that's going to burn through pretty quickly. I mean, there are people saying that when the election really hits full gear and all the advertising spend comes out of all the political parties, a lot of that's going to go to Truth Social. But at the same time, Truth Social is really the choir. They're the people who are already convinced about Trump. I wonder if you're really going to advertise to people who already know they're going to vote for Trump.
So Truth Social may not be the cash cow that Donald Trump needs it to be. Most experts agree that the company's stock price will continue to plummet. And if Trump tried to sell his shares, that might only further devalue his own company. But like any public company, its valuation relies on investor confidence. So, to some extent, this is as much about their belief in Donald Trump as it is about the business of Truth Social. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written and mixed by Patricia Clark.
Tortoise.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. This podcast is sponsored by EY. Safe, efficient, and reliable railways help to keep us all connected, thanks to Network Rail. Yet, maintenance on the railways is a risky and sometimes fatal business. At Network Rail, two previous attempts to invigorate its track worker safety programs had failed, leaving employees feeling sceptical that the organisation could ever get railway safety right. Since 2019, EY teams have worked with Network Rail to deliver a transformation that improved safety protocols and changed employee behaviour around safety. Network Rail RailHub, a new digital safety platform and app, eliminated inaccurate paper trails and worked offline, so it could be used by workers in remote locations. Since the platform was introduced, near misses affecting maintenance workers on the railways have fallen by 40%. Read the full story at ey.com.
I'm David Baddiel. I'm a writer and a comedian and a Jew.
I'm Saeed Avasi. I'm a businesswoman and a politician and a Muslim.
Jews and Muslims always seem to be in the news or on the news. Lots of people talk about us, and this is us talking about ourselves.
The kind of things that people say don't touch, yeah. We are going to go there.
I mean, I think Jews and Muslims are talking about these things, but I think they're not talking about them together because they're worried that if they do, sparks might fly. A Muslim and a Jew go there.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.